As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds of the biz.
What's up, Katie? Seriously, go see Katie and the crew at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. You want those big, sticky, stanky, shock absorber-sized buds or just growing anything else. They got you covered. They got the knowledge, the stuff, the know-how, all that good stuff to get you taken care of at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
This is almost like something from like a World War II movie, but it was actually in Missouri in present day. A pilot of a pilot of a crop dusting plane was doing his thing last month, you know, just flying around, crop dusting, all that. And no, Hunter, it wasn't just some guy flying around.
What about that? I'll do that job. I don't have to be in a fighter pilot. To be in a fighter jet, I'll do one of those little crop dusting planes.
I don't trust you with an RC. I don't trust you with a paper plane, let alone a crop dusting plane.
I feel like the crop dusting planes you could put on that leather helmet, you know, with the goggles. With the flaps on the side, you know, I'll put one of those on.
You look great. You look great as you crash into the field immediately after takeoff. Well, anyway, he started taking fire because someone was shooting at him and he didn't realize it. He then noticed a 62-year-old guy on the ground named Donald Bates Jr. who lived next to the farm he was crop dusting. Donald had walked out of his house and kept flipping the pilot off. It turned out he was angry about the plane flying so low and close to his house.
I mean, that's what the crop duster does. Yeah. You got to do it that way.
Yeah, and taking care of the crops. Well, the pilot could see he was holding a shotgun in one hand, so he decided to leave the area and crop dust a different farm nearby to avoid any drama. But when he landed at the airport, he noticed fuel leaking from a bullet hole in the fuel tank.
No.
Then he found another hole in the nose cone, so he reported to the cops. Donald admitted that he'd been holding a gun to intimidate the pilot, but claimed he never fired any shots.
Did he go get a gun and mount it up on the plane and go back?
He got Snoopy out in the back on that one and said...
Nice.
A witness said they heard up to 15 shots, though, so police arrested him. He's facing attempted murder charges.
Wow.
What are you thinking, pal? Even just taking the gun out to intimidate the pilot. Like, come on.
You'll go to jail for like 6 months by having just a laser pointer in your head shining it at planes.
At what point do you think, you know what? I've had enough of this. I'm going to fire a couple warning shots at this guy. Just so he knows.
Seriously,
like, hey.
Though, you know what's wild? The guy didn't know right off the bat. He didn't know he got hit.
I'm surprised that nowhere in this story it is disclosed that Donald was probably drunk, probably drinking some Missouri moonshine. It is Missouri, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's kind of crazy down there.
See, so the shotgun's got good spread.
I could see Donald, a Missourian, there, middle of the day. He was probably watching Judge Judy or The Price is Right, you know, on TV on the Farmer 5. Yeah. Here comes a crop duster, you know, making a lot of noise while Donald's sitting there drinking his Mountain Dew and moonshine, okay? Donald's like, hey, I've had enough of this. I'm sitting here trying to watch Judge Judy, and this sumbitch is over here flying all close. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. He walks out there after, again, taking one last big swig of his moonshine Mountain Dew concoction, probably in some boxers, maybe boxers with, like, little rebel flags on
them. I was thinking more like overalls with no shirt.
Oh, overalls. Okay. Overalls, no shirt underneath, or maybe, like I said, some rebel flag boxers and a wife beater.
Here's the thing, too. I'm kind of taking it back. I don't think he was using birdshot. I think he had some slugs.
Yeah.
It'd probably take some slugs to get through that plane.
Slugs, gas tank. It's good. I need good stopping power if you're going to take down a plane. Yeah. And then there, he just starts firing away.
Man.
Jesus. And here's the hard.
That, man.
Here's the hard part, though, for the witnesses at Missouri. Any given time, someone's popping off some shots anywhere around you. You know what I mean? Especially if you're
common thing. It's a common noise, if you will.
Rural Missouri, hell, when you orgasm, you fire a shot off in the air. All right, I mean it's one of those. You just don't know where that shot's coming from. You could have some guy rabbit hunting down the road. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, yeah, Donald going to jail for a little bit. Attempted murder charges. That one's not too easy to just tell the judge, like, hey, I'm sorry, I was watching Judge Judy, and y'all know how we Missourians love our Judge Judy. Okay, and he was making
what
a lot
was
of
his
noise.
Name again?
Donald Bates Jr.
Donald Bates.
Jr. Wonder how Donald Bates Sr., what he thinks of this.
He's in jail.
He's in jail.
He's probably joining his dad in jail.
My son, it's good to see you. Welcome to jail. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.